Game on.
Gaelic football.
So things have been going pretty well for you guys, you know, just in terms of performances. From your point of view, does it feel like things are a little bit different?
Yeah, maybe a few slight changes, I suppose, as any new management team comes in, there's going to be a few changes. But everything's going fairly well. We're working hard and just trying to improve every day we go out.
So what are you finding that's different then? What are the things that you've noticed?
We're trying to implement a few different ideas. We're playing maybe with a slightly different shape. We're working on our defense. Our defenders are working very hard. And we're just working hard all over the pitch, really, to try and get tackles in, try and get turnovers, things like that.
What about your role? It's your role. A lot of people are fascinated by the game that you play. How would you describe what you do in that team?
I try and get on ball, try and set up the kickers, and if I get a chance myself, try and score. And I'm just work as hard as I can as well is probably a big part of it.
And what about when you were younger and at home in the back garden? What were you ever an inside forward then, or was that always David?
I can't really remember. Maybe someone like Seamus Moynihan or Declan O'Sullivan or someone like that.
So what was it like when you were a kid? Like, did you do other sports as well, or was it just football?
Yeah, we played a lot of soccer. I would have played a lot of soccer. Golf. I played a lot of golf as well. I actually played nearly more golf than anything when I was young.
Really?
I actually would have been thinking about maybe being a professional golfer, but I kind of just lost the love of it then, maybe when I was about 17 or 18. So that kind of stopped that. But it was a lot of golf for me.
Where did you play that?
In Killarney Golf and Fishing Club, the local golf club. But like, I was off about 3.3 or something like that when I would have been about 15, 16. So would have played in like all the boys competitions, Munster boys, Leinster boys, them kind of competitions. But that was probably when I realized I wasn't really going to make it then. I went to two of them. I didn't make the cut in either of them. So I probably realized then I was maybe a bit off the level needed. The standard was unreal up there.
Do you think that was because you were doing so many other sports as well that you kind of hadn't specialized maybe in golf?
No, I wouldn't use that as an excuse. Maybe I just didn't have it. Maybe I just wasn't good enough. Maybe I would have been practicing as much golf as I could coming up to them tournaments. So I couldn't use any other sport as an excuse.
So when it came to football then, the fact that you maybe came on the scene a little bit later than most people do, why do you think that was the case?
I was a late developer. I didn't play minor, didn't play under 21. And then I kind of, my body developed. I did a lot of work in the gym and a lot of speed work. And it kind of went from there. My confidence went from there then. And I played with UCC, won the Sigerson. And then I played Kerry Junior, and playing with East Kerry. And I always really enjoyed playing at my club. So that kind of helped me along as well. My club, I have to thank the FOSA, the senior team and the management, really, like, because that was, I could have easily lost the love of it like people do, but I always loved playing because I loved playing with FOSA. So then East Kerry was a great platform then, and then I kind of went from there.
Did you ever think that it wasn't going to happen for you, that you wouldn't get the chance at senior level?
I suppose I would have been thinking maybe not. Yeah, I always kind of just thought if I got in there at all, if we could just get in there and let my football do the talking, I thought I would have had a good chance then. But yeah, there probably would have been times where I thought that that it wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
But it did happen, and here you are now in a season where the championship feels absolutely wide open. I know we're only in February, but already everybody's looking down the track to what could possibly come once the spring and summer now, we have to say, because it's earlier in the year that's going to happen. Just in terms of the championship, and there's an awful lot of talk about Dublin and where they're at and whether or not they will come good when it really matters in championship time. What are your thoughts on where they're at now?
I wouldn't look into Dublin's form too much. I think they've key players to come back, and kind of when they bring their key players back, it kind of could unlock everything again for them. So I wouldn't be reading into their form too much. They'll be a lot better and a lot more of a stiffer challenge when it comes to the championship.
And just in terms of your own form, obviously it's been going pretty well. How do you find working with or playing under Jack O'Connor?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying training, enjoying the matches, just trying to improve every day I go out. Trying to keep doing the right things and just keep trying to improve. That's all I can try and do, really.
It sounds like that's the kind of mentality that you have for everything, like just to keep working hard and try and have that consistency at all times. Just one other thing I wanted to ask you about. This weekend, there is a motion being brought to Congress by the Gaelic Players Association, and it concerns integration of the three associations. From playing in Kerry, and I'm sure you know some of the women that play as well, do you think that this is the right thing to do? And how important do you think it is that we have one association?
Yeah, definitely the right thing to do. It's important that the ladies footballers and Camogie players get what they deserve for the work they're putting in. It's unfair that they don't have pitches to play on, things like that. So it'd be a massive step in the right direction for all parties. And yeah, I suppose all everyone wants is that ladies sport gets equality and get the ladies, as I said, footballers and Camogie players get what they deserve.
And just finally, so this weekend does see the Comórtas Pell Paddy O'Shea returning just for the local area. What's it like having that around?
Yeah, it's great. There's 14 different counties represented. The football is very competitive, but there's a great crack around. There's a great buzz around for it, and I'd say in the next few years now it'll be back to where it was, and you'll have teams from America, England, places like that, and it's just going to keep on growing again. It's a great competition, and there's a great crack to be had from playing it and being around it.
Game on.
Gaelic football.